League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Warehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? It's Monday. Shield your eyes. The eclipse is upon us. Within 15 minutes.
Did you say clips or eclipse?
The eclipse. There's Smarty Pants.
That's shortened it.
I thought I heard clips, too.
I heard clips.
Well, then I said it. It's over. Raheel taking it to another level. Comes in studio, leaves the door open, is afraid to damage his retina, so he's pointing his phone at the sun, but claims that the view from the studio is better than anything else in the office. It's really serious for some people.
It really is. There's a lot of people that care a great deal about this 7 minutes. It's apparently life-changing for some folks.
Like, talk about, like, geeked out ways to spend money. So in Oregon, there's a lady that has like a field. She charged people $1,500 a spot to camp out and sold out the field.
I feel like if you paid $1,500 to look at the eclipse, you deserve to lose your money because you're an idiot.
And here's the worst one, even better. On the Today Show this morning, Southern Illinois University football stadium, they sold tickets because they're in line with where it will probably be somewhat dark for a couple minutes. The top ticket price in the stadium, $15,000 a ticket to sit in the suites by the press box so they could stare at the sky. $15,000. You're an idiot.
This isn't the Super Bowl. I don't know what they're thinking. Just, props to the people making money off of it, though. But if you're paying for it, you're the idiot, honestly.
If you're out there getting your hustle on, good for you.
Yeah, if you can make that much money that quickly. Think about that lady with how much square footage she had in that field and the fact that she sold $1,500 a spot. She was rolling in it.
I really thought about this. I was running this morning, and I was trying to think, how much do I care about the eclipse? Mm-hmm. And I thought, it's cool, but people, like, I heard someone say, oh, you know, it's going to be 1 o'clock, and it's going to be dark. It gets dark 12 hours a day. What's the big deal? We already know what it's like when it gets dark. It would be different if it didn't ever get dark, and then this is the one time in 99 years it's going to get dark. It gets dark every night. Who cares?
I mean, I can understand, like, if you're in the direct path, like they said in St. Louis, at a certain point in St. Louis today, it's going to go, like, nighttime dark for about 3 minutes. That would be different in the middle of the day.
Okay. I'm a big space dork. Like, I get into space and, like, Through the Wormhole was a great series with Morgan Freeman. Loved it. There's the cosmos. I really get into that. But for some reason, this just doesn't really do it for me all that much. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's cool, but I'm not paying money or, like, dorking out if I miss it. Like, we're going to be on the air while it happens.
Right.
I'm not upset that I'm missing it. I don't know. I don't feel like it's not a once-in-a-lifetime thing. The sun goes away every day.
Yeah.
But whatever. I get why people get excited about it, but I don't get why someone would pay $1,500 to sit in a field or $15,000 to sit in a stadium. That's pretty stupid.
Did you just say I get white people like this?
No, I get why.
Oh, why people.
Yeah.
Nestor Carmona just sent us a video, and I think you should look at it.
Okay.
Because I want to verify how disturbing it is.
Okay.
All right.
We can get to that. But I did want to talk about this man in Portland who in 1963 was partially blinded by the eclipse. So I just want to warn you guys, before you go outside and get ready to stare at it, this dude is partially blind in one eye because he looked at the eclipse. Essentially what happened is there was an eclipse. He went outside. He closed one eye, squinted with the other eye, looked at the sun for, quote, 20 seconds probably. And now he's...
So it's real.
Yeah, there's a sizable blind spot that he's had ever since then in his left eye. And his reaction, well, thank God I didn't open both eyes.
I think a lot of people think that's BS.
It's not BS.
That's what I'm saying. That story pretty much validates the fact that you do need to be careful. Because I think a lot of people are like, eh, whatever. I can look at the sun. I look at it every day.
It's and more than the eclipse itself, it's fascinating to me that this ball of hot whatever that the sun is, plasma, magma, I don't know. Don't get me lying. As far away as it is, because it's a long ways, that it could still damage your eye.
Isn't that crazy?
From that far. That's just fascinating. That you can feel the heat from it that far away. See, those are the kind of things that fascinate me. This thing is hundreds of thousands of miles away, and you can still feel the heat from it.
Yeah.
Just so cool, man. But yeah. I mean, like, they're showing the eclipse on the TV. That's how I would watch it.
Well, and I think what's really cool is the fact that NASA has planes that are following it across the United States today with high-definition cameras. That's what I want to see. That's what I'll look at. I'm not the guy that's going to stare aimlessly into the sun. I know that disappoints you guys, but I'm gonna try and avoid that. But Nick, out by us in Sugar Land at the Houston Museum of Natural Science, it's like a summer festival. The parking lot's been jammed since like 8 a.m. and there's live trucks and they're going crazy over this thing.
I can expect a venue like that to do something like that in Sugar Land, but yeah, I would never attend. I mean, I think that's just insane.
Somebody said the sun is 93 million miles from Earth, and it can still burn your eye up.
It still toasts your skin.
Yeah.
When you're out gardening.
93 million miles, and it's still hot.
Now, El Jefe had the tweet of the morning crazy. So far.
Okay, what was it?
Barry, are you selling spots on your farm to see the eclipse? Fantastic.
Damn it, I wish I would have taken advantage of this.
Yes. And have you looked at Nestor's tweet yet?
No, is this...
It's extremely disturbing. I just want to let you know.
Here, guys, no need to pay $1,500. Oh, really?
Oh, nuts.
Damn it.
Jeez.
What did you got?
Hit it, Nick. So.
Aw, hell.
Little report I got on the way to work today.
I was like, what the hell is that for?
Somebody got pulled over on the way to work.
Yeah.
The world, according to Barry, had story 1A as soon as that happened.
Yeah.
What the hell happened to you?
I was doing 83 and a 65 on the stupid Hardy Toll Road.
It's 18 over. I mean, I'm not going to be the one to to talk.
Apparently, according to this constable, it mattered. It mattered enough to pull me over, and it didn't help. It didn't help that as soon as I saw him, I might as well have just went, like, come to a complete stop, because as soon as I saw him, I went from 83 to 60 in a second, so my whole truck just went, like, it dipped forward. Like, it was so obvious that I was speeding, so obvious. In fact, I saw him getting his car and drive, and I just pulled over. He didn't even have to turn the lights on. I was already over. I just knew. I was like,
See, I've talked to cops that said that helps. Like, sometimes if you jam on them right away and you jam them, that it can sometimes jam up their radar.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about. I thought you were referring, like, it will help with the cop that you get pulled over and you don't make it difficult for the cop to get you.
Right. No. This was they appreciate easiest, that. This is the easiest traffic stop he'll ever have. So as he's pulling out, no lights on yet. I already have my blinker on. I pull over and I stop. He had to drive about 20 feet from where he was to get to me.
He appreciates that.
Yeah. And then when he pulled me over, of course, hands on the steering wheel until he walks up. He's like, how's it going, sir? I was like, good. And he goes, we caught you doing 83 and a 65. I was like, yeah. I'm just wasn't paying attention. Just headed to work and doing my thing. He goes, all right, license and registration. I said, all right, I'm going to reach in my wallet. Is that cool? He said, yeah. See, and that's what I mean. Like, I'm like,
yeah, you're playing it smart.
Had both
there.
Hands on the wheel. So then I was like, my insurance is in my little thing right there on the. There's like this little compartment on
did
my.
Did he even need
dashboard.
It? Did he even look at it?
Yeah, but this is what I did though. Then I think this might have helped me a little bit, because when I pulled out my license, I also have my concealed carry permit, and I hear sometimes that cops are a little more lenient if you carry. That may or may not be true. I have no idea. But I was like, here's my license. Here's my concealed carry permit. I do not have a weapon on me. I have left it at the house with my wife. So I don't have a weapon in the car. He goes, oh, okay, cool. He's like, well, you don't have to give me your permit if you don't have a weapon. You just tell me you have your concealed carry permit, but you don't have a weapon. I was like, oh, I guess I misunderstood the rule about that. I don't know. So we had this nice little polite conversation, and he went back, and 7 minutes later he comes back and goes, "All right, sir, you hadn't had anything on your record since 2015. Here's a warning." And I was like, "Oh!" And then we made out because I loved him so much. No, that didn't happen. But I was so happy. I was so excited.
Well, but the fact that you showed me the written warning, that they actually give you now a written warning.
I've never gotten a warning in my life.
You know that, Nick?
Yeah. They'll print out a warning.
Yeah, they printed it out for Barry. But I said the other thing that's really sucky is the fact that that's now on their computer. So the next time he gets pulled over, they can go, "Oh, you already had your little get out of jail free card with a warning. This time we're going to drill you."
Yeah.
Yep, it's documented for sure.
That sucks.
So I'll take it, though. I'll slow my ass down. I'm good. I'm glad I don't have to do defensive driving or whatever I would have to do, go out and plead no contest or whatever. Thank you, Jesus. Got out of it.
Or thank you.
Made me a little late.
Constable or whatever his name
is. Yeah.
There you go. All right, so lots of disappointing reports coming out that cloud cover is ruining the eclipse in Houston. Sucks to be you guys if you waited all this time and have that to deal with, but there's plenty of pictures on the internet. If you want to join us and talk some sports and other things, please do. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call or text that number. And, of course, you can reach us on Twitter, at Barry is Funny, at The Producer Nick, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We're the usual suspects, back with a whole lot more right here on ESPN 97.5.
Into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Suspects in rare form, already firing away on Twitter. I told you once you saw Nestor's, it was like, dude.
Well, that really pisses me off. And he wonders why I won't open links from him.
Yeah, it was a
really?
Great tweet back.
I didn't even see it, honestly. Was it that bad?
Eric tagged on it, but.
It's basically a video of the sun, and then slowly this dude's testicles descend into the screen to block the sun out.
Yep. Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't need to see that.
Nope.
And you wonder why when you send me a link I won't click on it. That's why. Man, I ought to block you, Nestor. I want to be looking at that. I just hate. I'm not trying to see that. By the way, just so you guys know and are aware. The group tweets with Alyssa Milano is still going strong.
Just you're FYI. Still in clip. I mean, they haven't kicked you out of the DM conversation.
I'm just kicking it with celebs over here. Wow. Just FYI. And I got a couple texts to clean up. First text out of the shoot, 1:04 in the afternoon. Hearing Barry say something funny is more rare than a solar eclipse. Oh, golly, sir. How long did that take you to write that?
Now you're assuming that's a sir.
I don't think a woman will be that stupid to send something like that.
Okay.
Barry, a couple weeks ago, you told them you were going to be on the road doing 80. Oh, I did mention that, didn't I? That's not good.
I'm sure that really was the motivation why they were following you on the toll road.
Right. And then we've got this last one. If Joel was fighting a bear right now, would he force it to stare at the sun? That's from all texting, no tweeting. So, here we go. We both got some little love on the text early on.
Oh, boy. You people should just find something constructive to do with your day. Just listen, but then find something constructive to actually do.
Chris Davis said there's no clouds in Humble.
And so I told him to hurry outside, stare at the sun, check it out, and then give us a report.
Well, I can tell you what it's going to be.
You missed the first part.
Yeah.
I didn't tell him to put the glasses on or anything. Just hurry out and stare at the sun and give us a full report.
This is a eclipse
thing.
Then Nick
could play Blinded by the Light.
I was really thinking about all the different songs that we're going to hear on radio because no one can resist playing Total Eclipse of the Heart, Walking on the Sun.
Walking on Sunshine.
Oh, yeah. No one can resist in radio. And it's one of those things we have to do it almost. You know what
Blinded
I mean?
Blinded by the Light, yeah.
Yeah.
Salisbury, I was like you. I was thinking of the song.
Damn it, Nick. I wanted to get through this whole thing without this.
Well, this is what I was thinking about it. This is the first one that came to mind. Salisbury already had it geared up, ready to go when
I was
driving it.
That's what I said. I was like, well, imagine that. The dad joke guy's on the same page.
And I'm fine with that. You know, I'm not a paid professional. But at the same time, like Salisbury
I'm barely,
can't even
don't worry,
get the title
Joel,
right.
I'm barely a paid professional.
Salisbury's talking to Gilbert and goes, yeah, you, Gilbert, you know the song Total Eclipse of the Sun? Just Gilbert even stifled, like, da, da, da. And he's like, you know, Total Eclipse of the Oh, I mean Total Eclipse of the Heart. I'm like, come on, Sean. If it's a trivia question, give him the proper criteria, the That's right funny. Title. Yeah, I was thinking of him, too, because you're right. We're going to get inundated.
And we are. We definitely are.
I like Blinded by the Light.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
I think he wants me to play Blinded
no.
by the Light.
I think he does. I feel like that's what he's trying to get you to.
Because that's the second like or third time he's mentioned it.
Yeah.
How do you get wrapped up like a deuce?
Well,
it's the confusing lyric.
I've seen some deuces that...
Wrapped up in a deuce like a runner in the night. I don't know.
Yeah.
Sounds like a bad enchilada.
Did you... Now, you...
Yes.
We have to talk about the beer. I have questions for our listeners about beer.
Okay.
Because... So, Corey, your friendly neighborhood beer salesman, always listens, a usual suspect.
Yes. Great dude.
Brought us some beer on Friday out at Truck Fitters.
Mm-hmm.
And... You don't partake in the alcohol. Right?
I haven't in a while. I used to. I just don't anymore.
So
I gave it to Nick.
So you passed it off to Nick, and I took mine home and drank some. And I got to tell you, I don't understand craft beer still. I will say this. So I drank a couple of different ones that was in the – he gave us six. Well, he gave me seven.
We talked about the Dallas Blonde last week, right?
Yes. And I drank it, and it was – I hadn't drank anything until this weekend. So I didn't. We didn't talk about. We just talked about having them.
Okay.
But so I drank the Dallas Blonde, which was really good, and then I drank the Oso Bueno, and the Sweetwater 420 Extra Pale Ale. So I drank all that in one night. All that. I mean, it's three beers. But then last night I had the what is it? The Mosaic IPA. Now, you said you had it, but you had it at, like, room temperature, so you screwed it up.
Yeah, I didn't give it its just because it was, like, slightly colder than room temperature okay. when I tried it.
Here's the thing. I don't understand how this works because, like, the IPA or the extra pale ale, both of those tasted just, I don't want to say bitter, but they just have this, like, bite to them or this aftertaste almost. I don't know what it is. I don't know. Yeah, I've determined that, okay, so I was talking to Tyler, and he was like, well, you probably like, I said, I think I like lagers, because I like the Dallas Blonde. It was really good.
Tyler is a beer aficionado. Let's
he is.
That out. Yeah.
He totally is. But then someone on Twitter, and I want to give them, I want to say who it was, because they said, oh, yeah, it was Blade Brown. He said, I think you should check IBU ratings. You seem to like less bitter beers. Try Carbox Big and Bright IPA. I have no idea. See, this is what I'm saying. I'm totally uneducated. I thought an IBU is what a chick uses in her Virginia to prevent pregnancy. I have no idea what an IBU is. I have no clue what that is. I don't know any. I need like a crash course in beer because all I know is this makes me feel good.
That was the mark of a professional.
The IBU?
Yeah, that was...
You see like how I mixed in Virginia to keep it clean for the kiddos?
Yeah, that was nice.
Well, you know, we got Charlie's listeners now.
Charlie's listeners
gotta keep them clean.
And Jerome.
And Jerome.
Was talking the other day about having his daughters in the car, and you told a penis joke.
Really?
Yeah.
You sure that was me?
He said it was.
Well, I don't know.
Just letting you know.
Ah, I knew somebody would come through. Oh, that's Corey. I bet this is our friendly neighborhood beer salesman.
Yes, it is. Friendly neighborhood caller to the neighborhood from the friendly neighborhood beer guy. Corey, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are y'all?
Good, man. How are you?
Good, good. So, when I was listening on Sunday, y'all kind of had the right idea where drinking beer is kind of like liquor or anything else. You kind of got to grow into it. Because I'll be honest, when I started in the beer industry, I didn't like IPAs. But now that's all I drink. And it's just about getting used to it and finding the particular hops or flavors or brands that you like. And all of that is different. I mean, there are no two beers that are the same.
Okay, so like IBU, somebody said that I should. What the hell is IBU?
IBU is International Bittering Unit. It has to do with how bitter that bite that you have on the back of the beer. That's what that is.
So I think I like a zero.
Depending on how many hops or how much hops are in there and what type of hops that they use and how long they're in the beer when it's brewing, that number goes up.
Okay. And that's what makes it more bitter.
Correct.
Yeah, I figured that I like an IBU of zero. That has to be. is that a thing? That's Bud Light, right? That's what that is.
Even Bud Light has a little bit of bittering because they do use hops. They don't use the same amount as traditional craft beer does, but it is in there because that's how you make beer.
So am I on the right track in saying I'm probably a lager guy right now because I like Bud Light and I like the Dallas Blonde and I'm willing to drink different kinds? Is that all the same group, like lager or whatever the hell it is?
Lagers and pilsners is what you'd be going for. If I'd have known you were a Bud Light guy, I probably would have brought you some different stuff.
No, I want to try these though, Corey. I really do. I need to grow up and be a man and drink some of these different beers. But it's like you know, it's like you said, you got to get used to. Like when I remember when I drank my first beer, it was disgusting to me. The same thing like when I drank whiskey for the first time. But now I don't mind sipping whiskey or scotch or whatever. So I'm guessing it's the same thing with these kinds of beers, but I just got to figure out what I like. So I'm glad you brought them. I'm just trying to educate myself now, and I appreciate you telling us what the IBUs are.
I noticed you didn't give a review of when Corey brought your own private stock.
I haven't drank that one yet.
Okay.
Now
don't drink that one.
No?
You really will not like that one.
The Arrogant Bastard?
That one's that's a very, very harsh beer. There's a reason it's called the Arrogant Bastard.
So don't drink it. Just put it on the mantle somewhere and leave it alone?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Now, I still have left this, what is it? I got the Devil's Backbone.
The Lagunitas?
Yep, the Lagunitas and the Devil's Backbone is what I have left.
Yeah, the Lagunitas isn't going to be as bitter as the Community Mosaic.
Okay.
It's still a very, very good beer. The Devil's Backbone, it isn't as bitter as any of the IPAs that you have or the pale ale, but it is stronger because of the Belgian yeast and things in there. It's going to hit you harder.
Okay, so I'm going to get drunk off one beer and make some poor decisions? Sleep with my wife?
You can. That's a very, very dangerous beer. We like it in the cans in the office because it's a good end of the day.
Nice. Corey, appreciate the call, man. Thanks for the education and the beer.
Dude, I say
much appreciated.
I say you drink the Arrogant
Bastard.
Yeah.
Yeah, be a man.
I probably will. You know, I mean, you know.
I'd drive it before you get on the toll road.
I agree.
To come to work.
Why are you guys trying to get me pulled over?
It's because we're friendly neighborhood
be a man.
Radio guys.
Oh, be a man. Go to jail for drinking
man.
And driving.
I'm 40.
Well, he's 50 now. Congratulations to
him.
And
he's still got a mullet.
50 with a mullet.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm glad to know you guys want me in jail for DUI. Much appreciated.
I mean, it's got
to
be for something. We don't want you to hurt
my IBUs are hurting right now. I don't know what that is.
So when Corey said that it has a bite, and it like in a bite back.
Yeah, and that's I don't know how else to describe it, but it does taste kind of like I don't know.
So Marv Albert's a 10.
I have no idea what that means.
Marv Albert, remember when he was caught?
Oh, when he
was a backbiting underwear wearing.
Yeah, okay,
yeah.
All right,
yes.
All right,
and it counts. Yes,
I got you.
All right. We got plenty more show to get to. Now, supposedly, because it's such a big day around here, the Charlie Polillo Show has kicked off. Forget college football season this weekend. The Charlie Polillo Show has kicked off. The ball is in the air. The special teamers are on their way. And everybody thinks it's good in the world. Charlie's on now. So, actually, he brought lunch for... Well, he didn't, but he had Big City Wings bring lunch for the entire station.
Yeah. He's baller.
That's
like
how
that.
He rolls.
I want that Charlie money.
So we'll see if the tennis shorts roll in here, size small, and join us for a half hour. But Charlie's supposed to join us at 1:30. We'll see how that goes. And we'll talk a whole bunch of things. We haven't even touched on the Texans yet, or the Astros, or Justin Verlander, or so many more things. And oh, by the way, there were clouds over the sun when the eclipse supposedly passed over Houston. People are not happy, including Raheel. There's your update and breaking news. Let's move on with the rest of our day. Right now, I want to tell you about the good people at American Wheel and Tire. American Wheel and Tire has been in business for over 15 years in the Houston area, owned by Mike and Tammy Gust, and they are here for all your wheel and tire needs, as well as pimping out your car and making it look sporty and different from everybody else. Rims and tires, or just fixing a flat, they can do it all, and they make sure they treat you like a king. They make sure they're honest and upfront. They have a clean and very cool waiting room with beverages and big screen screen TVs. And then at the end of the day, when you walk away, you'll know you were taken care of. You got honest work from a quality shop that will make you want to go back again and again. Conveniently located 290 and 34th Street, just outside the Loop. You can also go to AmericanWheelAndTire.com and check out all the different cars and trucks and SUVs that they have already done work on and made look extra cool and extra unique in the Houston area. Athletes from all over Houston bring their rides to American Wheel and Tire, and you can too. Custom rims and tires, lift kits, and so much more. Check it out again, AmericanWheelAndTire.com, or for anything for your car, for flat tires, rims, and anything else you need, 290 and 34th Street, just outside the Loop. It's American Wheel and Tire.
Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel, the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5, and as always, this will be a staple in the show, 1:30 on Mondays and Fridays. That means Charlie Polillo is here with us for the next 30 minutes, and today is the marquee day, as he's brought lunch for the entire office, because, like I mentioned, the kickoff, the ball was in the air, special teams units on the field. Charlie, show one in the books. How did it go?
I'm exhausted! No, I'm not exhausted. And I didn't bring lunch, but brunch was brought, I guess, to herald my arrival. I'm like the backup quarterback who is tremendously popular. And then once he starts playing, we'll see.
But thanks, Deshaun.
I'm a big hit within the building today because big city wings were served.
And they're good.
Did I smoothly work the plug in there?
Well, they're good because they brought them to us on Friday or Thursday.
Friday.
Thursday.
Friday at Truck Fitters.
Truck Fitters. We were on Thursday.
Oh, was it Thursday?
Yeah. Thursday we were at Truck Fitters, and Sam and those guys do a great job. That's some good grub.
Well, you are probably one to be a judge of fried cheese. And there's whatever they put in their breading. Because typically, I'm not too crazy about overdoing with stuff that as I'm eating it, I can hear my arteries hardening. And the fried cheese log about the size of one of those pecan rolls you can get at the your Buc-ee's of the world.
Yep. So they brought you a fried cheese
They brought
log?
They brought a whole tray.
Cheese sticks.
Oh.
Yeah, fried cheese sticks.
Oh.
Yeah. And the fried pickles, that's
just
covered
one
of your five fruits and vegetable servings
Correct.
Of the day.
So you got that covered, which is nice.
Turns out a well-fed staff is a happy staff. Who knew that?
No doubt
about it. Are you a craft beer guy, Charlie?
I've actually become more of a hard cider. Aficionado might be a little too strong.
Is that because
I'm more apt to get
the wine cooler?
Zima's back. I know that.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hard cider?
Geez, do I just start throwing brands out?
No.
They need to endorse
red
first.
Apple ale or
what is it?
Angry Orchard.
So it's like an apple juice
and
with a
care. Higher alcohol content than whatever craft beer you're drinking. If we're going to make it an alcohol game.
So, but it's apple juice.
It is
at its core.
You want to call it
no pun intended.
Spiked apple juice.
Okay, so it's apple juice with liquor in it. Is what hard cider is.
You choose to think of it that way.
Okay. So, but you said it has more alcohol than the beer?
Than
IPAs.
A number of ciders have a higher alcohol content, like a hard lemonade, than many a beer. I can't speak to the
particular craft
beer.
Do you drink it with a straw?
No.
Is there an umbrella in it?
Sippy cup.
Fruit? Like, does it have fruit and a straw and an umbrella?
You need me to get one?
I have no problem with umbrella drinks.
I can get my daughter's sippy cup.
It's a sophisticated palate. Anyone can just drink a beer.
A sophisticated pet. You're drinking apple juice. A four-year-old drinks apple juice. The only difference between a four-year-old's apple juice and your apple juice is
a whole bunch of alcohol.
Yeah, that's it. But at its root,
well, what's wrong with apples? What do you have against the apple juice?
I just don't. I don't want fruit when I'm getting wasted and making bad decisions. I don't want any healthy snacks involved.
All right.
But I have never had one, so maybe if I drink a hard cider, it would convert me.
I'll even throw in the straw.
I'm not. Do you go pinky up when you?
No.
Now do you bring the straw to your face or do you go to the straw?
I would. I'm actually not a straw guy.
Okay.
Period.
I'm just checking. All right.
You either tankard from the sandwich establishment.
That's a gallon of Diet Coke.
I don't know who a show advertises it.
Gallon of Diet Coke from the sandwich shop. Yes.
Yep.
It's true.
Diet Coke. What? You can't handle 100 calories?
Look at me. You know, I don't want to get chubby again. No, I'm already doughy. I don't need to. No.
First of all, we hear about this all the time. He's not even close to doughy.
I'm doughy.
You and I like to play trivia, so I do have a trivia question before you leave. But before we get to all that, the Texans We had talked about it before the game. We haven't talked about it yet today.
Good night for my Watson advocacy.
No, and you and I had both talked about the fact that, look, let Watson get some time with the ones, especially against the Patriots, just because you know they're not going to throw too much at him. But just to see if he can validate what happened the week before, and that didn't happen. And so it was kind of like, hey, look, Savage, for everybody that's looking past him, didn't look bad at all. I mean, it looks like he really does
have the grasp.
Tough
to knock 8 for 9.
Yeah.
Although his first throw, while a completion, he threw to the wrong guy, you know, wide open receiver further down along the sideline. But the ball he put up that Ellington made the nice grab on, for those who are not Savageites,
right?
Whatever.
Savages?
Savages. It was tough to come out of that saying, see, that's why Watson should be in there.
Right.
But, yeah, he looked more like a rookie, no doubt. But the things that you saw at the end when he made that touchdown run, what looked like might have been a busted play, that's where you look at that and go, okay, that's another element that if he can figure out the passing game a little bit and get more accurate with his, you know, with the deep throws, that's something that they haven't had that really gets you excited about a guy like that.
Credit to Savage for what he did, but the Patriots are going to play a sub-vanilla-based defense because that's what the bore of preseason football is about, and playing them in week three.
Right, in week three.
But, hey, good for Savage.
Well, and you look at it, too, the overall big picture, and you're thinking, okay, down the road for the future, Savage looks like, Watson looks like they made the right move. But for all the people that are bashing him, look, Savage has come in and done exactly what they wanted him to do and has moved the ball. Ellington's a nice pickup. Although, for everybody that likes to question receivers and their hands on this team, I mean, twice he did end up making the catch, but twice it took him a little bit of a juggling act to make sure he secured it. But it looks like they made a nice pickup there. But overall, were there things you were looking for that you take away from this game that you say, okay, that's good, that's bad? I mean, for me, I'll just throw it out there, but I thought Nick Martin for missing a full year, but you can see why they drafted him where they did. That guy's a beast.
Fundamentally, I just look for preseason to end.
Yeah.
So we're halfway there.
Right.
Saints and then Cowboys, but right. Martin's a plug-and-play starter as long as he's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether the genes with brother Zach, but if Mance can be a backup center guard, they're better for that. I guess you'd say that Lamb and Giacomini held up okay at tackle, but the bottom line is they absolutely need Dwayne Brown back, and they held out Chris Clark probably just to evaluate some others. And J.J. Watt had his one flash of remember me, firing through the line, splitting a couple of blockers, and the interception that wasn't by Andre Howell. You'd like to see a little more playmaking than they got out of their safeties last year. But blah, 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 blah.
They won the Super Bowl after that interception, didn't they?
Yeah.
Man, that was a little bit excessive on the celebration for an interception that was overruled. Everyone was on the field for that.
Happy no more peep show with the referee on replay review that they just bring the tablet out on the field and cut a little time down that way.
All right, we'll step away. We've got more with Charlie up until the top of the hour, so we've got more to cover and get to. If there's something you want to get to or join in on the show, 713-780-3776, HR&P Listener Line. Call or text us or hit us on Twitter. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on the Usual Suspects, it's Barry, Nick, Joel, and of course Charlie Polillo, Mondays, Fridays, 1:30 to 2 o'clock right here on The Big Show.
You excited about the eclipse, Charlie?
It's still ongoing?
Yeah.
I just thought it was cloudy.
Somewhere
out
in the country it is. It's like happy hour.
Has the peak window passed?
Yeah, 116.
I saw part of the direct hit path or whatever it's called, right through Clemson.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. That Clemson's window of greatness is come and gone. The eclipse.
Is
Deshaun
that, what,
Watson's
it, is that
out,
what it means?
Yeah. Over.
Could be. I mean, I was telling these guys at Southern Illinois University, they were charging to be in their stadium because they're in the direct line. People were paying, and they said they paid $15,000 a ticket to sit in a suite to look up into the sky.
At Southern Illinois?
Yeah.
I didn't know. Walt Frazier.
Isn't that crazy?
You get into stuff like this? I mean, do you own a telescope? Are you out there?
I do not own a telescope. I mean, I have some curiosity, but I didn't demand to leave you guys so I could go try to peek at the eclipse.
Well, thanks for that.
We appreciate that.
And I don't mean to make light of it, but How many idiots are going to emerge from today with diminished vision?
Well, we had a, Barry had a story on that too. Last time, a guy.
It's like fireworks July 4th.
Yeah.
A guy. That never happened to me. One next thing you know, you're Jason Pierre Paul.
Squinted with the other eye and burned his retina.
Yeah. 20 seconds looking at the sun.
Just idiotic. But hey, if people don't believe what they tell. If you don't believe the warnings on the labels, then that's on you.
If 40 years from now there's another eclipse, I'll look full bore. I'll take my chances 40 years from now because I still have a fair number of tomorrows, I think. 40 years from now? Yeah. What do I have to lose? Other than my vision! I'm going to stare directly into the sun
You don't need your vision in your 80s and 90s. That's
overrated.
Raheel
came in here and said we had the best view and then just put his phone up to the window because he figured
he could watch the phone
instead. Yeah, and it would work out for him.
Clearly the number one indispensable sense, right?
Yeah.
Sight? Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
You think? I don't know.
I mean, really? I love food,
yep.
But if we're playing taste would be the first one out.
I don't know. Touch is pretty good, too.
Depending on what you listen to. No, I'm saying if you had to surrender one of the five senses.
Okay. Taste, yeah.
All my food would taste like hospital food.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that. Now, do you watch Little League? Are you into the Little League baseball stuff?
I find other than ESPN has so many channels and not the rights to much else this time of year.
Right.
They show so many of the regional games, and I think I find it overkill.
But
if it's on and I'm not watching something else, I enjoy it. I'm amused by it. And it's
bizarre,
like, hey,
last night that they had Sunday night baseball from Williamsport with the Pirates and the Cardinals.
Inaugurated that
minor league field. Yeah, but it was weird.
Yeah,
to watch.
It was a single A team or someone that plays there.
Kind of weird that they, but I just feel like they try to force it. Like they're trying to make it more relevant than it ever is or should be or will be. But I mean, I don't know. Some dudes are into that. So I don't know. And Joel likes the, you said you were kind of into the World Series, right? The Little League.
I'll tell you what, you do see some great plays. The kid that it's flipping making the rounds the now, the kid that went over the fence in center field to bring back the home run ball was just an all world catch. But, you know, look, and sometimes you do see major leaguers that future major leaguers that play in the regionals and other things. And George Springer was telling me that he was in the regional final for the East back in his day. And I said, do you remember if you played any guys that were, you know, going to one day be in the big leagues? He goes, man, I was so ticked. I was at the concession stand eating ice cream.
Derek Bell, Little League World Series participant.
Yeah, ex-Astro.
That's when Operation Shutdown began, huh?
they slacking off down in Pearland. It's like 2 years in a row. Yeah, Pearland's not in the Little League World Series.
Well, and also the Bel Air kids made a good run with that bunch for a couple of years too. Yeah, Pearland and Bel Air represented really well for a couple of years there in Williamsport.
Nothing now. Was there even a Texas team in the upper echelon?
They were in the finals, but I'm not sure who they lost to, but.
It's like Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, something like that.
Yeah, it's in that triangle. Hmm. I wanted to get to this because you and I have always gone back and forth on trivia, but it's one for both of you because I kind of teased it. I wouldn't give Barry it in the production meeting. Roger Goodell about
production
to...
Production meeting. Impressive.
We're fancy, Charlie.
We're fancy.
We on
have
this
an
show.
Hour production meeting. So you and Joe George have things to work towards.
That's right.
But with Joe, you bring food, you're good. So we were in the production meeting, but I brought this up because you and I like trivia. Goodell about to sign a new 5-year extension for ridiculous money. And one of the things that was mentioned this morning on ESPN, two guys that were playing when Goodell took over the NFL, only two, and I'll tell you that they're both retired, only two guys have made more money than Roger Goodell since in North American sports since he took over as commissioner. One is in baseball. One is in basketball.
Well, Alex Rodriguez would be your baseball player.
That is correct. So you got one left in basketball.
Kevin Garnett.
No. But one of the grandfather clauses, like Kevin Garnett, so that we don't have to keep people guessing all day.
Kobe gave no discounts.
There you go.
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant, Alex Rodriguez, only two guys that were playing when Goodell took over that have made more money.
Three completely honorable men.
In their own way, right? Wow. It's a great point. Look at all three of those guys. Yeah, they have no reputation that's bad at all.
See that picture a couple weeks ago of Kobe carrying a gun?
Yeah, got a little chubby.
Vowed to 30 days, I'll lose it all.
Yeah, took some heat on Instagram and Twitter. He posted like
this.
He was like sunbathing.
Yeah, out of the pool or whatever, standing there. And it's like,
and he's got a little bit of a, you know, tummy going.
It's like he swallowed Derek Fisher.
Yeah, exactly right. So people started giving him a hard time. And he's like, all right, challenge accepted. Mamba on the 30 day. He's going on a Barry Laminack.
He's been, guys like that, you've been an athlete for, since he came out of high school, essentially, right?
Yeah.
Like, give the guy some time to eat bad, though. You know what I mean?
But Shaq would blimp out. That Barkley, every time he'd lose 20, he'd gain 35. How'd that fat farm trip you said he was taking go? Only someone was on the celebrity golf thing.
Ironically, he called while we were on the air on Friday. So immediately I just said, of course, tongue-in-cheek on a text, what, the big butt got in the way and butt-dialed me? And he's like, without anybody taking this the wrong way, he's called me white boy forever. And he's like, no, white boy, workouts are going great. I'm feeling slim and sexy, and it's going to be no time at all. I'm like, all right, well, I got to see that. And then I said, so you had a hip replacement and a knee replacement, right? He goes, no, both hips. But he swears that after the fat farm thing that he's been staying diligent to his – EFX machine and doing all the things he's supposed to do, but he says he's losing weight and he's playing cross-handed golf, which to me athletically is ridiculous that he's been able to play left-handed and cross-handed and actually move the ball along the course.
What, was he gonna get worse?
It's a good point. But again, here's the other thing that people don't understand. His swing without a golf ball in front of him is really nice. And so our team dentist forever, who's worked with a lot of golfers, they want to hypnotize him. They think that if there's something that you got to get into the attic of Charles Barkley, which is a challenge in itself, but to try and get him, because it's a mental thing, it's not a physical thing. That's why with the ball in front of him, he has the three-piece swing.
But Kobe's not 40.
Oh, you're back on.
You know he's a megalomaniac in both good ways and bad. I was just surprised to see that. Whoa,
yeah, he was a little chubby.
He's only been out a year. And he was always a leaner, built athlete.
You know, I mean, he probably ate well year-round. A lot of the upper echelon top athletes.
I can comprehend how it would happen, but I would just be a little surprised that he let it happen. So does he lose it all in the 30 days? I'm betting yes.
He's the one guy, yes. He's one of the one guys that I would say from just a pure standpoint of where everybody said, and there's been so many articles written about the fact that...
Kevin Garnett doesn't look like he's packed on any weight.
No, but he's a beanpole, right?
Well, Kobe was more that than...
But I'm saying when you look at it, and I forget who... there was a long expose on that said that they were trying to... they emulate Kobe. And they saw him in pregame stuff and things like that. And so he wanted to do the same things. And he was like resting. And Kobe was still going. And then someone came over and said, and by the way, he's been here like for 5 hours. And then after the game, he's going to do this and this and this. He's just one of those workout-aholics where I don't think he's going to have any problem in 30 days doing what he said he's going to do.
Apparently went on the wagon for a little while.
Workout-aholic. Barry, I'm trying to find you the picture. If you see the picture, it's very unlike – here it is. It's very unlike Kobe Bryant.
It's funny because, you know, a lot of these athletes, like Kobe, they gain weight. But then you see some of the football players, the linemen, will end up losing weight.
They're not half the men they used to be.
That's right.
It's not even that bad.
No, it's not that bad. The fact that he would catch heat for that is ridiculous.
Oh, and people are hammering him.
People are haters.
Well, people want him to play in the big
2017 internet, and he's Kobe.
Yeah.
Now the big thing is they want him to play in the big three. Like 2 years removed from the NBA, you're going to play him in the big three. He's going to rip everybody a new one.
Yeah, odd that didn't go so well for Allen Iverson.
Yeah, especially or anyone else in the neighborhood. Was supposed to be in Dallas, but was in a casino in Chicago till 5 a.m. Does that shock anybody?
An overrated player by so many.
Iverson?
Me, myself, and Iverson? You take 30 shots per game, you're going to score 25 points per game.
So you think Iverson's overrated?
By those who think for inch, pound for pound, he's one of the 10 greatest players ever.
Okay.
Well, people on the East Coast, brother, they believe.
Well, I'm from the East Coast. There are a lot of stupid people on the East Coast, too.
There you have it. And Charlie wraps with a classic. All right, so Charlie is Monday through Friday on 1560 AM, 11 to 1. And he will be joining us from 1:30 to 2 on Mondays and Fridays. So we appreciate that. Welcome to the family. Glad you're on the air. And feel free to stop in.
I will on Friday.
Yeah.
You have an ace pair coming your way, buddy boy.
Oh, yeah? Right.
All right. Okay, there you go. All right, Charlie's been our guest. We've got a whole lot more we can continue to cover. Texans, we've got Astros to get to, and a whole lot more. Don't go anywhere. One in the books, two to go. Plenty more of the big show right here. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.